The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom uvracha to everybody. I hope you're still waiting. Oh Hashem, these are times that we need to really work on live bitochen. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I had today a whole long line of people waiting to talk to me about 100 different things. And one person who I gave what he needed after a short period of time wasn't willing to let go of me. And I kept on trying to tell him that, there's other people and I also had to give a shiur afterwards. And eventually, unfortunately, I was nichshel and I got upset at him. So I'm trying to now, together, analyze what happened. So that's what really happened. Klapei Shmaya. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu sent this person, he had very good intentions, he told
him. Shalom uvracha, everybody. I was talking the last few minutes. I didn't realize I was talking and giving the title of this year. It's going to be a very long title. And now I just realized that the year didn't start, which is expected this time of year when we don't know which way we're going. But it's a beautiful time to mechazik the real thing, the real bitachon in Hashem, to realize that everything's coming from Him. I'll tell you a ma'aseh shehoya today. There's a whole bunch of people waiting in line to speak to me about different things. And one of them, I told him that whatever I had to tell him. And I thought that was enough. And he comes back to me with this and that and the other thing. I started telling him, whatever I could advise and whatever I can do for you, this is what I can do for you. Anyway, people waiting online, and also I had to say share afterwards. And after a while, this guy wasn't letting up. I got upset at him. So what happened over here? How did Mark get upset? I had good intentions, he had good intentions, but I got upset in it. So the reason why I got upset is because one of the big craters of the Yetzer Hara is to convince us that an aveir is a mitzvah, especially within the Shem Shemayim. I'm thinking about all these people, other people waiting online, and the Bechalai shouldn't be talked to any of them because really should be giving a shir, and all kind of other cheshbonos, and this person should understand by himself that all the good cheshbonos of why it's a mitzvah to get this guy away from at all costs. The betzem to get upset is an aveda. So if I were to look at the bigger picture as a Baal Bitochen, which we all are aspiring to become, so I'd look at it and say to myself, one second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent this person over here, and this is a new sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see how I'm going to handle it. And it's true, I'm 100% right, that there's no reason for him just to stand over there.
Kol HaLashon.
And not get the message to time again that after the other people around. But still, there are ways of doing it. Even sometimes, one has to speak a little bit stronger, but it's not coming out of frustration. It's coming out of that the message didn't come across. They talk stronger. But that's very few people have that issue. Generally, when we're speaking louder, when we're getting upset, it's because we're getting upset, not because it really has any tohelet. And the proof of the thing is that generally after a person does get upset, then afterwards he sees that it's complicated things even more. So anyway, this is just sharing something with everybody. A dugma. And we have loads of these situations this time of year because we're all oisik b'mitzvahs now. And we have all these good excuses why to be upset. Could be within the family. Why isn't this person helping? Why is this person helping too much? Or why is he doing this? And I want him to do that. And Dafka does the other thing. And what it boils down to is that being upset is only one thing. It's coming from the feeling that I have to run the world, which is the exact opposite of bitachon. If I have to run the world and things are not going the way I want, then I get upset. I have all the right to get upset. You know, why isn't he not doing what I want him to do? I'm this person to go on and come back some other time. He's not doing it. So I'm being upset. I'm not being upset because he's not a good person. He's a wonderful person. But he's not doing what I want. That's the shortage of all being upset. There's no being upset outside of that realm. That I have to have things my way, and if it doesn't go my way, I get upset. And because all the good cheshbonos, the other person is not beseder and this and that and everything else. But once again, the fact that he's not beseder, there's a lot of people not beseder, and we're not getting upset at them. We're getting upset at anybody is because it's something that is challenging my dominion of this situation. So this is what I want to share with everybody today. We'll have many of these in the Hashem opportunities of different shluchim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test us to see, do you really, deep down, live your life in the fashion that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is running the world? Or no, you have to have it your way. Or you can accept that all these people around you are people that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are sending to you to test you to see. Are you putting me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in charge of things, or you want to be in charge? Now, Kavod, it doesn't mean if somebody's doing something wrong, we have to let them do it. But I'm talking, I'm basically saying, is if you check your pulse, if the pulse is getting quicker, then something wrong. If the same speed, then you can talk as loud as you want, you can do everything else. This is the side effect and mistake we can all make, and the Tadashina opportunity we could all have to do things really the way Kodesh Boko wants. One should have a wonderful day and wonderful hachonas and a lot of patience and always think that beautiful line that Hashem has so much patience for us, we could also have patience for others. Okay, have a wonderful day. Kol Tov, thank you.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.